crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
Hello, I'm all right.
Could hear you giggling off mic about Austin Powers.
I love Austin Powers. And I was about to say that it had been, its legacy had been slightly tarnished by some of the sequels and some of the mania around it. And
you
I
don't
said,
like the sequels?
I think it's extremely diminishing returns. I think the second one is pretty good. I think the third one is kind of abysmal. Apart from Beyonce, whose performance in it is fantastic. Beyonce,
I feel like we're on a tangent here.
Anyway.
Beyonce's great. Let's talk about words. What kind of words, what sort of etymology are we doing today, Amelia?
Well, shout out to old mate Louisa, our friend Louisa, for suggesting this one. We're going to talk about some boat things.
Boat things?
Nautical.
Some nautical phrases that have entered the popular lexicon.
Excellent
cool.
stuff.
Oh, we all love the popular lexicon here. We're always drawing from it, pulling things from the popular lexicon.
What's that thing that people yell when you have to duck when you're on the boat?
Duck?
No, I think it's like boom.
No, what? That's what it's called.
But you yell it and then you have to duck because it's going to swing across. Have you guys ever been on a sailboat?
Yeah,
lots,
but I didn't.
Lots and lots.
That's like the number one rule when you get on the boat. Otherwise, the sail thing.
I've usually just heard someone scream duck.
No, we're going to talk about this later. There's other things that you yell when the boom is about to move. Boom. Anyway, so the first one we're going to talk about, slush fund.
Slush fund.
So slush fund comes from big marine trading vessels.
Yes.
They would cook up their salted meat. And the salted, and you know, you're all meat people. When you cook up a big thing of salted meat, you get all the kind of the fat and the ooze come off it.
Yes.
Mm. So they would collect that all up in a barrel, and then when they were at port,
oh no,
that's this.
They would sell it, and so that stuff was called slush for kind of obvious reasons.
Why would they? What would it be used for? For eating?
For tallow, for making candles and stuff, soap.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I was imagining you then ate that. I was like, that sounds disgusting.
So they'd gather it all up in their big slush bucket.
Yum.
They would sell it, and that money would become the slush fund. And it was like, you know, a little bit not above board, to use another sailing term. It was money they could use for kind of whatever, because they got it on the slush.
Okay, I see. So it's like, you know, sneaky little bit on the side.
Yeah.
Excellent. Slush fund. Never knew that one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What about chock-a-block?
Okay. I use that one all the time.
Chock-a-block's great. So a block is like, you've seen a really old sailing ships and they have ropes and the ropes will go around kind of wooden things.
Yes.
Those are blocks.
Yes.
And so when the two blocks come together, they're chock-a-block and that's like the end of your like pull.
Wow. Okay, so
And so chock is kind of like, we're not sure where that bit comes from.
But so hang on, so it's come to mean in the popular lexicon, like full up though, or like too busy.
Yeah, because you can't put any more
you've
stuff
got nothing
on
okay.
your.
No more.
I got you. I'm following.
Because your blocks are all chock.
Can I just swerve into a tangent from a texter here? Just referring back to what you yell when the boom goes past. Kevin says you say "Lee ho" when the boom goes past. Is that a thing?
I'm sure.
I'm
going
to have
boom.
To look into this. Basically, when the boat is about to turn, you either yell "going about" or "jiving," and it depends whether you're turning across the wind or not, and that determines how quickly the boom is going to move. And people on the boat will know how fast to move based on which one you yell.
If you swear really loudly too, people generally know something is moving
at high speed. I reckon lee-ho is pretty... I'm not going to deny lee-ho. That sounds extremely nautical. I am denying boom. I'm sorry, Jess. Okay, here's an interesting one. Aloof.
Aloof.
Oh. Yes.
I didn't know any of these words were sailing terms.
Yeah. Lot of sailing words. People did a lot of sailing.
They did back in the day.
Back in the day.
They do a lot of sailing now.
Yeah. Kind of bit like scuzzy old dudes.
Aloof.
So luffing.
Yeah.
Or luff is like it refers to various things to do with facing the wind. So luffing is what happens when your sails are like flapping.
Okay.
Because you're facing straight into the wind.
Got you.
And so
you're not really going anywhere.
Aloof is like, you know, you're being kind of like indifferent or you're standing apart because you're facing into the wind and you're not moving.
That one is more random. So has that come into the popular lexicon quite some time ago, I'm imagining?
I think it's from a bit ago, because apparently it's from the old Dutch variant of luf or loof.
Loof.
A loof.
A loof. Not to be confused with a French egg.
Boat flapping into the wind. similarly, listless.
Listless.
So when something lists, it leans to the side.
Yep.
And so when your sails are pulled tight against the wind, your boat goes to the side and you go real fast. A lot of fun. When you're listless, you're kind of just like, you're not leaning to the side, your boat's kind of just like
bobbing up and down.
Plopping along.
Plopping along. Yeah. That's the technical term.
Did you learn a lot about sailing in this, or did you already know a lot about sailing?
My dad is a scuzzy old boat dude. So I've
shout
spent
out.
a lot of time kind of
hooning
around boats. I mean, and then there's the kind of the obvious ones. Cut of one's jib.
That's not obvious to me.
Even keel. Oh, so the jib is a sail.
Oh, yep.
It's one of the ones at the front. Oh, is that actually? I think it is.
Someone will correct us if we're wrong. Do correct us if we're wrong.
And to cut a sail is like is how it's trimmed, basically. Oh. How it's like angled and sometimes reefed.
And how would we use cut a jib in the popular lexicon?
Well, you know, I like the cut of your jib.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, it's a little bit
you're
flirty.
You're doing stuff well. Yeah.
Someone made a good point and they said everyone needs to be on the same page about what you're yelling when the boom comes across.
You really do! If one person yells boom and the other person yells lee-ho.
I think as long as when you set off, you all know what the word is for when the big boom is going to come swinging over your heads. It could be anything as long as you all know what that word is. I think that's a fairly safe rule.
So, I mean, there are lots of these, but I might just do one more.
Have you got any info on Brass Monkey? Because someone has texted in about it.
Oh, I used to know that one. No, I don't. Sorry.
We will revise Brass Monkey at a later date.
I'll come back to you with Brass Monkey. I was going to talk about port and starboard.
Go on then.
So, before you had tillers and like, and stuff, all of that related things. You would steer the boat with a big oar out the back, and you would steer from one side of the boat.
Oh,
so there would
be
the steering side of the boat that had the big oar on it.
Yeah.
And that was called steerboard, or the steering side.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the right-hand side of the boat. No.
It's the right-hand side of the boat facing the bow.
Which is the front. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Got you. Cool. This is really straining the back of my brain here.
So that is steerboard. It's the side of the boat that you steer on. And so the other side was originally called larboard, or the loading side.
Oh, I really thought you were going to say the other side was called starboard. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
No, it's
easy as that.
Starboard and larboard. The steering side and the loading side. And eventually people went, oh, this is terrible. And they gave up on larboard entirely. And they were like, you know what? The side that you load things on is also the side that the port is on.
Okay. So that's why it became the port side.
The port side is the side that your port is on.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then the starboard side, the steerboard side, is where you steer from.
This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
This is making me want to get on a boat.
Yeah.
Do some sailing.
You should get on a boat. It's a lot of fun, you know?
In the Navy.
Sigrid and I were going to get into sailing last year.
It's a lot
and
of
then
fun.
Pandemic.
I would say wear gloves.
Oh.
More than you think you will need to. Otherwise, you'll wreck the skin on your hands.
There's
if
a lot
you're
of,
on like a sailing
tip.
Boat.
Ropes you have to pull. Or sheets. Is that right?
Yes.
Why is that? Why are they called sheets?
I don't know.
Okay, sheets. Sheets and brass monkeys. We're coming back to it.
The brass monkey is the brass triangle that people had their cannonballs on.
That's what Brad's.
But I thought we were wondering what they eat. I'm gonna look these.
Someone
things.
Else has texted and saying brass monkey was a platform where you stacked cannonballs.
Yeah, but I think the question was, what? Why is it called that?
Oh, right.
Okay, we'll find out.
We'll
find out. So watch the space. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet.
My pleasure. There's so many boat terms. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.